Jambakakwan Morris studies computer engineering and telecommunications at Juba University. When he graduates, he says he hopes to start his own internet technology business. But like many of his generation in South Sudan's capital, Morris is no longer as optimistic about his country's future as he once was.
After the independence, from the beginning, I used to wake up early in the morning. I could see new things happening. And you see, you feel that there is movement actually. Things are changing. But now, it's like things have come to stagnant. I don't know, maybe because of the closer down of the oil or what exactly, but I don't know.
Recent university graduate Hannah Nyangale says many of her peers have simply given up.
I've seen for young men, they are just drinking. They are frustrated. But for women, of course, they will look for husbands who can take care of them. I don't want to exaggerate, but too many, and they are just hopeless cases. Too many applications I dropped in so many places without success.
South Sudan's economy came to a jarring halt in January when the country shut down oil production due to a trade dispute with Sudan. To make up for its own lost revenues from the split with South Sudan, Khartoum has been demanding exorbitant transit fees for the use of its pipelines and port, the only available route for South Sudan to export its oil. Ann Itto, deputy secretary of South Sudan's ruling party, the SPLM, says the South has refused to resume production until Sudan agrees to more reasonable terms.
Khartoum was asking $36 per drum, which is very unusual and it's not practicable if South Sudan ever accept to pay such rent. It is like giving away our oil as well.
When the pumps came to a stop, South Sudan had lost the source of 98% of its annual revenue. Already one of the poorest nations in the world, ranking at the bottom of every list of human development, the government has announced austerity measures to cope with the loss. The Secretary General of South Sudan's Chamber of Commerce, Simon Akwai Deng, speaking at a debate sponsored by the BBC, says the shutdown has crippled the country's nascent private sector.
And it is not for the interests of the common citizens and the interests of the business people that these borders should be closed. They should be open because this is our fundamental rights to trade between ourselves, respecting the idea of globalization of trade between countries.
The loss of foreign revenue pushed the annual inflation rate up to 80% in May. Meanwhile, the exchange rate for the South Sudanese pound has tripled against the dollar on the black market, greatly increasing the cost of living. In the past, the Southern Republic has been buoyed by international partners. The United States provided more than $400 million in bilateral assistance to South Sudan in 2011. U.S. Special Envoy for Sudan and South Sudan, Princeton Lyman, told VOA the oil shutdown has threatened development and is forcing donors to reassess their priorities.
There is a serious problem in maintaining the gains in education and health of the last 6 years. And of maintaining basic services. All the donor countries now have to reconsider whether they can sustain development investments like feeder roads and things like that, but will have to shift to more emergency assistance such as food and basic medicine.
Lyman says nearly 3 million people in South Sudan are in need of food assistance, which is about 30% of the population. The United Nations has voiced concern that the government's austerity measures will further hurt the poorest of the poor by cutting services and leaving citizens with less money to spend on basic needs. Humanitarian agencies have their hands full helping some 200,000 refugees that have fled to camps in the south to escape fighting in Sudan. Chris Nicoy, the South Sudan country director for the World Food Program, said the UN is appealing for over $1 billion in international humanitarian assistance this year, up from $663 million a year ago. Billions of dollars worth of oil will remain trapped underground until South Sudan and Sudan can resolve the outstanding issues left over from their divorce. But border disputes and security concerns have dominated the African Union-mediated talks so far, and agreement is nowhere in sight. Gabe Joselo, VOA News, Nairobi.